ZLK testing.
N4ZLK, W4DJW.
DJW, N4ZLK. Hey, Dave. Testing out this crossband on this radio. I've never done it before. Just making sure it worked.
Well, it's working. I hear you. Sounds just like you. Can't tell that it's crossband repeat versus any other way.
Well, that means I got the code set up right and everything. I really don't need it here where I am, but it's a nice option to have.
Yeah, I used to use that a lot before I set up an Echolink node here. And when I use it here, the 70-centimeter side, it's just so close in to where the 2-meter antenna is. It kind of makes it hard for Echolink stations to hear. But I still use it every now and then when I don't think there's going to be any Echolink stations online. It is handy, very handy.
I have a question, if you might remember. I was trying to find an empty UHF frequency or something that was for simplex that wasn't near anything. Did they add frequencies or expand the UHF band at some point? Because this radio, the one I'm crossbanding on, it's a Kenwood 742A, and it only transmits from 440. Anyway, whatever the band says on the band plan, it doesn't transmit on the whole band, and I was just curious if they expanded it at some point.
Well, they do make adjustments to them from time to time, and ARRL is always sending us out information on what they're wanting to do before they do that. And sometimes they're successful. Like, they did change the way 60 meters works. They changed it around completely. I don't recall hearing of any changing to the 70-centimeter band plan. I could have just missed it. It could have happened during a point in time when I wasn't paying too close of attention. But I do notice some of my radios will go, right out of 70 centimeters, and they'll go into receive only, and they'll go higher, but they just won't transmit. But I haven't really tested them all to the full extent of the 70-centimeter band. I don't even know where my band plan is anymore. I used to have a laminated band plan that was always sitting right next to me, and I could find it and pull it up real quick. But I'm kind of getting slack now. I don't even have that band plan nearby anymore.
I got one printed out somewhere, and I just pulled it up on the internet when I'm sitting there. But I think, it won't transmit below 438. And it's a radio from either the late 80s or early 90s that I picked up used. According to the band plan, we can transmit lower than that. Whatever, it won't go down as low as the band plan says. And I don't see anything in the menus or in the book that says that you can change the transmission frequencies. But, oh well, I'm just curious if you knew.
Well, I just pulled up the band plan, and I'm looking at, looking for 70 centimeters to see what it is. And there it is, 420. 70 centimeters starts at 420 and ends at 450 something, it looks like. From 420 to 450 is what it looks like for the U.S. amateur UHF band plan. And that doesn't go down in the 300s, not on the one that I'm looking at, the one that ICOM puts out, the ICOM band plan.
I was meaning 438. Not 420, or not below 420, 438. It won't transmit below 438.
Okay, it should go all the way down to 420. And 420 to 430, not available along the Canadian corridor. Okay, so that's a star. that's a footnote on 420. So then what that means is, at every location, it starts at 432. And at some locations, it goes all the way down to 420. Others, it goes down to 426. And then the remainder, it goes down to 432. So it probably transmits at 432, no?
I can go down and try that low. I was just trying this in the 430s or 438s. working my way up, and, you know, when I'd key up, pushed on the push-to-talk, it would give me a little tone, and it wouldn't transmit until I got above 439. So, oh well, it just could be something in that particular radio.
Yeah, because the only thing that you can do between 432 and 432.125 is CW. That's our only. I mean, we're not supposed to be using stuff other than CW between 432 and 432.125. And then between 432.125 and 433 is supposed to be satellite communications. That's one half, like the uplink or the downlink. And the other half is between 435 and 438. And then in between those two is FM simplex from 433 to 435. And then you start getting into normal stuff, you know, when you start going above that. But that might be, it could be that that radio will let you do CW mode between 432 and 432.125. Or, you know, satellite uplink and downlink between those other two. It's kind of complicated. But if you play with it enough, you can probably figure out the rhyme or the reason that they built it the way they did. Or, you know, it may even have a inhibit function in the menu that says inhibit everything below a certain frequency. Because, I like not being able to do something that I didn't intend to do.
Well, this is just an FM radio, mobile radio, and so it doesn't have the options for CW and all that. And it doesn't have any internal menus. Everything's on the outside. So I'm wondering if it's just, if it'll allow, like if it's a repeater input frequency, it'll allow it to transmit there. But I might have been trying on a simplex frequency that is not, you know, destined for something else. But the main function is I got the crossband to work. That was my main goal. So I appreciate you helping me test that.
No problem. I was working on my radio, too, last night. My audio went down really low, so I switched it to a different output channel on my preamp, and it appears to be working good. I got a good report on it from Ben just a little while ago. Does it sound okay to you, the audio level, or do you recall having to turn up your volume to hear me?
Well, in fact, I've noticed that several times when you've called the net that you're a whole lot quieter when you're calling the net than you are when you're mobile, and but, you know, Patrick and what the other guy said something to you before it got to me. I don't know if I would have said anything, but you always seem to be a lot quieter at your house. But it sounds good now.
Okay. It could have been something going out in my preamp. Those preamps don't last forever. At least the ones that I buy don't last forever. Anyway, I'll leave it on this setting for a while and see how long that lasts before I have to get another preamp. Anyway, it was 13 degrees when I woke up here this morning. You staying warm?
Mentioned the granddaughter this afternoon. She spent the night, and we're just staying inside. I did work out in the garage last night. Had a little tiny heater. I was working on a project, and it looked up, and it was 12:30. I was like, I need to go in. I was layered up, but I was working and concentrating, so I wasn't really paying attention. But, yeah, it was 12 or 14 here for most of the night. Pretty cold.
Well, I think it's going to warm up now from this point going forward until we get rain in the middle of the week. Sometime, I don't recall exactly which day it was coming in, but I do think rain's headed this way. So we're in that cycle that we often get into where we either have cold weather or we have wet weather. But we don't have cold and wet weather so that we miss out on the snow. I like snow, you know, when it comes in for one day and it's gone the next. I don't like it when it comes in and stays here for 3 or 4 days.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
And 4ZLK. Hey, Rusty. Yeah, Dave, I agree with you. I like the snow, and I much like it, much prefer it to the ice. But I'm going to let you go. Rusty, I'm going to turn it to you. I appreciate you testing this for me. Dave, give me a report. Rusty, good to hear you. I'm sorry I'm going to jump out, but I'll give it to you. N4ZLK, over to you, Rusty.
Okay, Shane, well, morning to you, and 7-3's to you also, and I'll just left church and gonna go find me something for lunch today and then back to the house and see what I can get caught up on. And good morning to you, Dave. It's still morning, so I'll say that. And W4DJW to take it, W2T.
good morning, Rusty, and catch you later, Shane. Good talking to you this morning. And Rusty, what's on the menu for lunch today?
I'm gonna have Blue Bay. Go to Blue Bay and have me some broiled fish, and I've been eating other meals this week, and figure I'll go to something light, and that's light, and it makes a good lunch, and not overstuffing you. So, and since all I've had was a little bitty muffin at church this morning, that's about it. So that and a cookie, and that's been what I've had to eat today. So anyway. So what you up to today, Dave?
Well, I was working on my radio this morning. Last night my audio was getting really weak, so I had to do some troubleshooting this morning. I think I got it back to an acceptable level now. How's that sound to you?
Quieting. I mean, I don't hear any background noise other than a little bit of static, but that's not from you. I think that's just from the weather. And I was gotten up to a rousing. Well, when I left my church parking lot, it said 35, and now it says 32. So it's gotten up, at least it's gotten up to freezing today. So, and I hope the restaurant I'm headed to down here is open. I don't know whether they had any problems last night, but, it is, you know, kind of, all that way. So, you got a good system, and I'll just wish I could figure out what's interfering with this repeater over here. There's this one section on Reedville Road before it crosses 26. It's about two blocks long, and there's interference with this repeater and only this repeater.
Well, I found a place like that in Greer, too. It's where that Highway 80 comes into Highway 29, and I think it's the PLC controllers on the red light there. Because you can be going down the hill to where the tadpole used to be before you go up the hill to where that PLC is on that red light at 80 and 29, and it breaks the squelch right there. If you don't have 88.5 plugged in as a filter for the repeater to filter out anything that's not coming from the repeater, those things kick out, they break the squelch, and they stay that way until you get to the top of the hill up there at Gap Creek Road, and then they go away. So those are some really noisy PLCs at that red light.
Well, it just kicked in on me. I didn't get the end of that, but it just kicked in on me, and I don't know what it is. It's just static. It just wipes out everything. And then once I cross the bridge over 26 and head on up onto John B. White Boulevard, it seems to go away, Dave, but I don't know. There's just something in this area, and it's been here for a long time before they put up the new traffic lights even.
Yeah, there's a few of those places where they're out of spec. The FCC wouldn't tolerate that if they knew that that was going on. They'd make them fix it. But you got to find out who them is, right? Who's doing it? And I say it's the PLCs. I could be wrong. It could be something else that's nearby there. But it's constantly there. When you go over there at that area, I get constantly reminded every time I go past that place. On some of my radios, though, I have that 88.5 filter on, and it breaks the squelch, but you never hear anything. So that might be something you can try. Of course, if it's so noisy that you're talking to somebody, that's not going to help with that, right? If it's overwhelming the output of the repeater, then there's nothing the repeater can do to help you. Maybe other than, you know, put the amplifier back on that, on the repeater. Anyway, Blue Bay, is that what you called it? Is that where you're headed?
That's it. I'm about a block and a half away from them. But yeah, it's good food. I know the people that I know the young couple that owns it. I say young couple; they're not young like they used to be when they first opened the place. In fact, they managed this as a steakhouse, and they managed this as Blue Bay for the original owner, and then they bought that owner out when he decided to get out of the business. And I know most of the waitresses that work here, they're folks that have been with them a good while, and I get wonderful service over here, you know.
Well, that's good. Well, I won't keep you. If you're only a block and a half away, you're probably getting ready to turn in the parking lot by now. So I won't keep you. Bon appetit. Enjoy your lunch. We're going to have to figure something out here, too, in the short term. Take care, Rusty. W2TW4DJW.
Just gone through the traffic light, and I'm going by the Bank of America that's right here on the corner and getting ready to pull into the parking lot. So, you ever get a chance, come on over here. They're open on lunch on Sunday, but the rest of the week they're open for supper every night. So they open at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Good food. Talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW, W2T, 73.